This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Winter on the Mersey by Annie Groves, read by Emma Gregory.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Early Spring, 1944. Dolly Feeney tried to shut out the sound of her oldest daughter screaming. The sound echoed around the small terraced house, seeming to go on and on. Probably the whole road could hear the noise. Empire Street wasn't long, leading as it did down to the Dock Road in Bootle, with a corner shop at one end, a pub at the other, and the Mersey beyond the dockyards. On a normal day, Rita would be behind the counter in that shop, either before or after working her shift as a nursing sister at the nearby hospital. But today wasn't a normal day. Besides, everyone would know the reason for the screaming and would be with Rita all the way. Dolly put the kettle on again for what felt like the 100th time that morning. No, it wasn't every day that she prepared to welcome a new grandchild into the world. Pop, Dolly's husband, came into the kitchen, his white hair bright in the gloom of the cloud.